This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Every weekday, News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, presented by Premier Insurance Group, it's Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Oh, hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Your Q. And I'm Alan. Painter.
I'm still here. What the
heck was that? I just said I'm Alan Painter.
What was the heck was that?
Oh, okay.
People,
I
now
am
you
not...
see what I've dealt with all day today. She's been in a fog. I don't know.
I'm in a funk.
Yeah, normally it's like I have to put up into the people in the office have to listen to her, you know, watch. She didn't listen, just watch her sulking in her office. And so I'm glad all you folks out there get to enjoy my misery. You all know me by now. It's like I'm always happy and
oh, mm-hmm.
No,
I thought that was me, but apparently I am not always firing on all cylinders. It's and like, with all brain cells, because I am not Alan Painter.
Well, it's like, you know,
I'm not having an identity crisis.
Yeah, you hear that old saying. It's like, well, I'm not feeling myself. Well, and nobody ever says, gee, I'm feeling like Alan today.
So let's start over.
That's it, because then you feel really cruddy.
I'm Shannon Sebastian.
Are you sure?
With me today is Alan Painter, again in the studio. Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe that.
You're going bipolar.
Well, I'm here today. I'm thinking, man, we have so much to catch up on and things to talk about and all kinds of stuff. And yeah. I can't even get out who I am.
It's
so,
like, you know, this,
hold on to your britches. This,
this politically correct world we live in. You know, I guess you could be a he, she, what the heck. I guess you can be Alan if you
I
want.
I guess today, for that moment,
yeah,
that was me.
Write that down, folks.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Well,
so we know what the big question of the day is going to be.
My big question was, where's our guest?
Okay, well, who knows? But other than that, maybe they're, I have no idea.
If you're out there and you thought the radio show was on Tuesday, it's on Thursday.
It's on Thursday.
You might want to show up.
That's okay, because it has been a while. So we can talk for hours now. Remember when we used to be worried, like, we had 5 minutes to fill, like, at the end?
And I was worried about 40 seconds.
Lord Jesus, please help us get through this 7 minutes. And now it's like, what, 60 minutes? I still got stuff in the tank.
Yeah, it's like, holy smokes, it's like that 3 minutes on the, you know, silence.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but problem is we have time like this. Sometimes I just ramble and people just...
Oh, I got specific stuff to talk about.
Oh, so you're raging? Are you raging?
I'm ready. I'm not raging. Okay, so maybe a little bit.
There might be a little rage.
I'm probably not going to talk about that. Okay, so...
So there might be some venting going on today.
Could be.
All right.
Inquiring minds want to know, Alan Painter, which is you, not me.
What are you going, briefs or?
Sausage count.
Oh, sausage count.
You let us down this year.
I hope that was a brief boxer's question. But
no.
Okay.
No.
Well, the one bad part about a four-day fair.
Yeah.
That's one less day to eat sausage. But.
True.
The official count was 9.
Good gravy, you stepped it up. Okay. I thought it was a little less than that, but...
It was not, because I tripled up, and actually one day we were leaving for the night.
I heard about that.
I wasn't even hungry, but I thought, I'm getting one for the road.
I'm getting one for the count.
Yeah, well, I would have had 3 the first day, but then the Umpqua Dairy booth kind of hooked me, and I had to visit there a couple times.
And the funnel cake.
Oh, the funnel cakes. I'm going to miss funnel cakes.
So... You know, I didn't really want to eat an Italian sausage. I'm kind of on this certain diet thing. Not necessarily diet, but a meal plan, I'll call it. And so I'm like, yeah, sausage, settling on my stomach. So, but Cheryl and I went there to get something to drink, a little something to drink before the concert. And so we said, we're here because of Alan.
Thank you, Cheryl. She said we're both really quiet.
Oh,
so.
We're never really quiet. Not,
yeah, for all of you that you don't have to turn yours up, we'll turn us up.
We'll turn us up. So we went there and said, we're here. We're just getting something to drink and stuff. But we're here because of the Alan talk. And they were like, it's real.
Yeah.
Like, we had a lot of people come.
And ordered the Alan.
And ordered the Alan.
They actually, yeah, they named a sausage after me.
Yeah, so it needs to be put on the window next year. We need to partner with them on
it was,
that.
It was the Italian sausage pastrami with Swiss cheese.
And you put a lot of condiments on it, too, because yours is like
a little spicy,
dripping,
you know,
dripping.
Little, you know, if you ain't wearing it, you ain't tasting it.
Well, it got all over Lena's dress, Miss Douglas County's outstanding teen, or no, Miss Oregon's outstanding teen now. Let me correct myself. And so she was a victim of the Allen.
Yep, I got her down there, and Lena ate an Allen.
And we had to call for a wardrobe change. So,
yeah. Oh, that was nasty. First time she ever wore that dress, and she's all excited to show it off, and you know, because kind of
got it special for the fair.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it was
didn't make
slobbered with mustard.
It was a mess. So casualty of the sausage stand.
You know that longing. You know when you first fall in love and you have to go away on vacation.
It's been a long time for the two of us.
You know, it's like you just long to get back to see your love again. I'm feeling that right now with sausage dogs.
She said she might see you at Boatnik.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I may have to drive down to Medford.
Right.
And I've bought the sausage from them, and I've done it at home. Well, my wife did, thank you. Mm-hmm. You know, to try to tie me over. It's just not the same. You know, I don't know if it's all the flies and all the Guju,
it's just
get
the
it fair,
atmosphere,
you know,
and the goodness.
Maybe it's just fact that, you know, you could only get it for a week.
Something else fun about Fair Week. Okay, some of it drug on, I'm not going to lie. The booth was a little, hi, come on in. We have a guest. So, hi, come on in. So what I was going to say about the fair is the booth, it kind of drug on a little bit.
Well, it does have its quiet times.
It does have its quiet times. But we had people come up and say they heard us on the radio and they made the connection between Premier and your
And
we had all kinds of cool people come up. But the fun thing was a little girl came up and she walks up to the stand and she said, finally, something good, because we had a big old fan blowing on people.
Yeah.
And she loved our booth. And we're like, okay, that's got to be our new slogan.
Absolutely. I fell in love with it. So, yeah. So, I mean, so our slogan from now on, we tweaked it a little bit. Just a little, because this girl was a genius.
It was adorable.
And it's like, finally, someone good. So y'all have got your insurance somewhere else. Come on over so you can say, oh, finally, someone good. So
find someone good.
Premier Insurance Group.
We found
finally,
it. That little girl, she had it.
She's genius.
Nailed it.
From the mouths of babes, I thought she was like a prophet sent us to us from the good Lord.
Well, I'll tell you, Logan went right down and put it in his phone because he was like, this is gold.
That
this little
golden
kid had gold. So we're like, it just felt good that somebody coming up and a kid coming up to an insurance booth. And I know some of it was about the fan, but the appreciation was there.
Yeah.
And it was nice.
Yeah. So how she felt about the fan is how our customers feel about our service.
Exactly.
Just totally real.
And I had so many people come up and be like, Cheryl's amazing. Cheryl's my gal. Or,
well, don't
Linda
say that on the radio.
There?
She's listening.
I know.
She could get a big head.
Ask for a raise tomorrow. But they, but it was just like,
yeah.
So many people, it's like, that's my person. That's my girl. That's my, you know, oh, I talked to Brett or, you know.
Yeah. That's why I love fair. Cool. You know, to get out and talk to people and see our clients and see, you know, just visit our community. And let's face it, you get to see some of the weirdest people in our county. I think they're shipping them in because we got great people in this county. So I think they're shipping in a few in from Portland to kind of spice things up in
gravy.
My people
oh,
looking. Because, man, there are some weird, weird people at the
there
fair.
There were some unique individuals.
That's a nice way to put it. I'd say weird.
Okay.
And I'm being nice because I would use language. But there
it was
damn weird people.
There was some unique individuals, that's for sure.
Yeah. But at least I didn't see any of those people wearing tails.
No, I didn't see any of that this year
either. What are they called?
Furbies.
Furry or something?
Speaking of animals and critters, because you do farm and country, so we insure a lot of our wonderful ranchers and families and 4-H'ers and FFA families that through the heat, I'm glad that the animals did okay.
We were lucky that the heat wave didn't start till the day after the fair when I was getting everything out. But
It was pretty good.
But Cascade Community Credit Union made a post today.
I saw
Shout
that.
Out to them.
Bam.
2 million new record for 4-H and FFA livestock sales.
Yep. That was the auction on Saturday. $2 million.
Bam. Douglas County. I had just been bragging to the girls in the office because I had seen an article about Klamath Falls, and they did $1.7 million at theirs. And
we
I went
kicked
out,
their hiney.
Well, that's not what this was about. But I was like, wow, isn't that amazing? Like, look at the
that's
support
a lot of money.
For these kids and for all of the efforts that they go into. And 1.7. So I was blown away by that. And then now, bam, Douglas County can't be outdone. $2 million.
Well, you know, and the neat thing about that is, you know, you know, I go to the auctions quite often, and unfortunately, I got wiped out. Had an accident earlier in the day. We'll catch up on that later. But, you know, you hear the same names mm-hmm. that we talk about doing sponsors for, the Winston Festivals, the Sutherland Festivals, you know. So don't just tip your hat off to the businesses, local businesses to support that. Give yourself a hand, because as customers to those local businesses, you guys made that possible. Yes, it's a business that ultimately raises their hand, but they could not do that without strong support from mm-hmm. their local community. And you guys kicked Klamath Falls' butt, and we're happy about that.
I like Klamath Falls.
Klamath Falls is the armpit.
Everybody did a great job.
Oh, Miss Feelers.
There's a trophy for you.
I'm gonna,
a trophy
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, we don't do participation ribbons on this show, lady.
Okay.
We're going to move you to Portland.
Douglas County's the best, honestly.
We whooped.
Oh, yeah.
We whooped some booty.
So, congratulations to Easton Zerbeck.
Yep.
He had the grand champion for the steer.
And a darn good-looking steer, too.
Oh, man. I wanted it for a pet, but I told Alan I can't afford that kind of pet.
You couldn't afford the tail.
I was like, holy moly. and Avery Palm for the pig swine.
Good pig.
Grand
I saw
champion.
It. Good so family, too.
It really was a nice-looking
pig. It was a nice-looking pig.
So
I hope it tastes as good. And I saw that... Actually, just to give them prop, because I did see that in the paper yesterday, that Sherm's bought that pig.
Oh, Sherm's bought that. Okay, I wasn't sure.
And I think it's starting Saturday or Sunday, you can go buy a piece of that pig and eat it.
Oh.
They're having their sale where they sell all the animals that they bought. And so give them a call or check your paper. I think it was in last night's paper. So I want to give a hat off to Sherm's, because they're always there.
Oh, yeah, very, very supportive.
Amazing. But like all our community. So thank you to everyone for making a record night possible.
You know, and I saw somebody did a post or a shout out about that, too. Because I'm not going to badmouth anybody. Please don't take it that way. But we have a Winco opening. But it's like, let's not forget who's been here for our community for years and years and years and years. So yay for new options, but let's support the ones that support us. So
and absolutely, because I'm not saying, I'm not like that. I do. I'm saying I don't sugarcoat it. Y'all know that. All right, for those of you who have been in Roseburg, Douglas County for the last 20, 30, 40 years,
mm-hmm.
and have been to the livestock auction. When it comes to grocery stores, what name do you hear?
Sherm's.
Do you hear any?
Because they're in the mix on the big money ones, too, all the time. And they buy multiples.
Mm-hmm. Right? They buy enough that they're having a sale. So mm-hmm. do we ever hear any of the Fred ones or the corporate stores?
Probably not.
Nada.
Yeah.
I mean, they may spring for donuts once in a while, but it's our local stores that always step up and kick the booty out of K Falls. Oh, you're going down.
You're so weird. Well, that's already time for our first break. Just about fair in your sausage.
I talk too much.
Good gravy. Well, we'll be back with more of Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance.
That's
in
us.
Just a few moments.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right. Welcome back. I am Shannon Sebastian, and with me is...
I'm not sure. Are you sure you're Shannon?
I'm going to roll with that this segment.
Hi, I'm Shannon Sebastian.
You're goofy. All right. Okay, Alan.
What?
So, I have something else. So, I saw this...
It's a good thing our guest no-showed us.
Yeah, because I did. I had lots and lots to
do. With your mood lately, you need a therapy session here.
I could, you but know, you, we don't have time.
And, you, me, and for two, that. 2,000-3,000 of our closest friends.
Yeah, there we go. Well, so it was... Okay, I can't say the company because I don't know your rules and regulations
in who's mine?
Property and casualty or whatever. But it was really interesting at the fair because some people would walk by and be like, yeah, I just had a 34% increase. I just had a 32% increase. Oh, what are you with? Oh, Brand X, Brand A. So anyway.
So your boy better I just say it.
Okay, well, I didn't know what I'm allowed
to do. What's better to ask for permission than forgiveness?
Oh, gravy.
No, the other way around.
No, the other way around.
Yeah, sorry. God, I screwed up. Here I had my moment to really rattle out. It's a good cliche, and I blew it.
Well, that's okay, because I'm Alan Painter today. So I have no leg to stand on there. But it's true. Stuff's changing.
Oh, it's brutal.
And we've talked about it in tiny, tiny snippets, but it's like this post that another insurance agent friend of mine from up north put out there. I was like, this kind of is hitting home a little bit on these phone calls I'm hearing.
Well, that kind of hurts.
I said another one, not my favorite one. I said another one.
Well, you can't have another one. I get jealous.
Oh, gravy.
Holy smokes.
Okay. So
my wife can have another one, but my employees, no, damn it.
So I want to ask you some of these things because people are like, and I get asked and I always get out of jail with I'm the health insurance agent in the office card. So
this
but
is
people
scary.
Are wondering like why their stuff is going up.
You didn't let me pre-read these questions. I'm not prepared.
No.
Oh God, I'm going to have to make up some stuff that sounds smart.
Okay. Let's go for it. Well, or you can true and false some of this. So the cost to rebuild a home is dramatically increased lately due to the rising cost of materials and labors. And so then what it would cost to replace your home is now going up.
Well, and absolutely 110%. No, actually 200% true. And it's even worse than that.
Okay.
Because, you know, if I've got an insurance company, I probably, you know, would shoot myself in the head because what a boring job to have having an insurance company. But you know, if I'm setting rates, my premiums, based on what my losses were the last year and the year before and what it costs to build stuff. So I put that money in the bank and say, okay, I've got money for this coming up year. Well, all of a sudden, now it costs me 30-40% more to replace it. And so the money I thought I had in my pocket to take care of is way inadequate. So that's
right. Panic.
Yeah. So now not only do I have to, you know, now I know what blocks my new costs are going to be. So I have to raise the rates in coming years because I know everything's more expensive. Mm-hmm. But I also have to get more money to go with what's in my pocket. So I'm already 1 year behind in having enough money to pay claims. And that's why on average over this last year, for every dollar paid in, insurance companies are paying out $1.09. And so you can imagine if that was your home budget, the bank gets broke pretty quick.
And that's why some states, they're just absolutely pulling out.
Absolutely.
And medical care is also like skyrocketed when you get your insurance bill or, you know, after you've gone to the hospital or whatever. So that people are also needing to protect themselves because $100,000 back in the day isn't going to do diddly squat today.
No. Well, and the other thing, which is, you know, so help people understand, you know, when you go in to the hospital or doctor and you give them your health insurance card, those companies have everything fairly pre-negotiated on what they're going to pay. So when you get a car wreck and you go to the doctor on a car wreck, we don't get those pre-approved rates. So we're getting stuck with much higher medical costs.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that people, you know, we're seeing car repairs that are taking 2 or 3 months to get done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? Now we're paying rental costs for people to be in a rental for 2 or 3 months. So you might have a little $1,500, you know, repair, and it may cost us $2,000 to keep you in a rental car.
Right.
And so here's the big thing that everybody realizes is very rarely does an insurance company go broke, because it's not their money. It's our money. So it's all our money in the pot. So if we need more money in the pot, where do they go? To the consumer. You know, but there is bright spots, because not all companies have been hit hard. You know, we're very, very selective on who we write at our agency. There, you know, so it tells you that the companies are paying out $1.09 for every dollar collect, but our clients, they're paying 20 cents, mm-hmm. insurance companies. So we haven't seen the big rate increases, because, you know, we love y'all, but not everybody's a good fit for us. And so we have a responsibility to not only protect the insurance company, we have a responsibility to protect our customers. And part of that is saying, you know, that's probably not a good risk that we want our other customers to pay for.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're really selective, and that helps us not have the claims that have driven rates, where typically, looking at our insurance, we've seen rates roughly 10 to 11% increase, where we've heard of 20%+ increase across the board. And guess what, folks? It's going to be next year and the year after, too. These companies have lost so much money that they're going to keep coming to the trough. So I'm optimistic that our customers aren't going to be facing nearly that rate increase. But anyway, that's the boring part of the business.
So another urban legend, because I just feel like people should know this too, because I learned so much, not coming from a property and casualty background, coming from health, learning different things by being in the office, is just because you guys aren't making a certain percentage off of the premium. So people think, oh, well, my agent doesn't care because my premiums are going higher, so they're making more and more money. But that's not the case.
No, and we have to protect that rate, because let's face it, we're all consumers and we all have limited budgets. So we understand that eventually, you know, rates get to the point, people move. People, mm-hmm. you know, and guess what? We're not going to be the cheapest all the time. Heck, we're not probably the cheapest today. But we're going to be very competitive. If you know, always.
You're not going to be underinsured if you come to Premier,
exactly.
though.
If you want cheapest, go to 1-800. Some people, that's important. You know, if that few extra dollars means protecting your family or not, mm-hmm. go to the 1-800 companies.
Yeah, but you know, they do that, Alan, and then they don't have a Cheryl and they don't have a Brett. And then when they're in a pickle, they have nobody. And then
they're
call
legal.
Frustrated. And,
oh, absolutely.
And so remember that when you call the 1-800 number then too, because
you're
not getting a Brett and a Cheryl. You're not getting a Premier staff.
And here's the other thing is, and I know this is probably going to sound like a BS statement, but I guarantee you it's 100% true. If you are part of our community and you need help, we don't care where you're insured. Yes, we get paid for helping people with their insurance. But if you're having issues with the 1-800 number, if there's anything we can do to help anyone out there, I mean, that's why the good Lord put us here.
Mm-hmm.
Real short-sighted and kind of probably a little bit dumb about this, but I've never done anything for money. The Lord's kind of taken care of that. So we're here to serve our neighbors and make sure everybody's taken care of. Because guess what? Insurance is boring. That's the fun part. We love helping people. So if you're 1-800 or you're on the internet or whatever, you have questions about insurance or you're having an issue, give us a call. And I promise you, we won't try to sell you. We just want to help you.
Yeah, Well, until you're in an accident, and then it kind of makes it hard because sometimes we can't. But
yeah,
the girls
after
tried.
After the genie's out of the bottle, it's pretty hard to put her back in.
It's kind of hard to help. Because if you can't get through, we're going to struggle getting through. But sometimes we can help.
And sometimes it's just a matter of you're having issues with the company. And because that's the other thing we've seen, which is truly tragic, is insurance companies not paying the claims the way they should, sitting on claims for months at a time. And because guess what? They're making interest on your money. So if they got $20 million they keep in the bank, they're going to keep it there. And so we will not represent those companies. But if you're having issues and need help, call us, please. Please, please, please.
Well, thanks for clearing some of that up. Because I saw that today and I'm like, this is really happening. This is what we're, all the phone calls we're fielding are people shopping from brand A. And, you know, at the fair, it was a lot of that. And it's like, it. They said, oh, well, I've been with them for 14 years or 20 some years or whatever. And it's like, well, you need to be checking some things out.
Absolutely. Because I know we go break, but real quick, it's not like it used to be. Companies don't value loyalty. We do. And we'll, you know, that's why we shop our clients every year.
Yeah. So. Well, it's that time for another break here.
Holy
just about.
Smokes.
I know
and
we're
sorry
just,
for the boring insurance part there, but
no, I mean it's really true. After being at the fair, a lot of people were interested in that stuff. So, all right. Well, it's going to be time for the local business buzz when we return from this quick break. So, back with the local business buzz on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Good job.
Thanks.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hello, everybody. It's that time. It's your cue, and it's time for the local business buzz.
Not the business biz.
The business buzz, sponsored by Umpqua Survival and the cool folks out on Diamond Lake. Go out there and stop by and see them. Give them some grief.
Carlos and the boys, I was there today. They got some cool new firearms. So.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, they do. So they have their newsletter just put out. So if you haven't gotten that yet, please go on and get it by putting in your email. That's it. Pretty simple. Pretty
and
easy.
They don't hassle you. You don't say you spam or anything like that.
No, not at all.
But what?
Sadie's been here. She's been hanging out with us for a little bit.
I know.
Our first person. So we got her all relaxed.
And she was over there just chomping. She wants to talk. She wants that microphone. I want to talk to the world.
Not probably exactly how it is. But so we have Sadie Peterson here with us. Welcome.
Thank you.
So far, so good.
Sadie is the owner of, and tell me if I say this, Sadie Photo Company?
Sadie Jane Photos.
And so, Sadie, tell us how you came to be in Roseburg, because I know that you're new here.
Yes. So we just moved from Denver in December, and my husband got a job as a physical therapist working kind of for Mercy. So that's what brought
kind
us
of for
here.
Mercy? Does that mean he has to be out in the parking lot?
Yeah, he's out in the parking lot treating people.
Sorry, we're going to give you a little test run. You know, you're out of towner.
I like it. Break me in. No, so he doesn't work at the hospital, but he works for the hospital doing their outpatient services with AIM.
Perfect. Well, so we got you here to Roseburg.
Yes.
And you have this talent and gift and love of photography. So tell us a little bit about how you started your company.
Okay. So the short story is that my husband told me to get a hobby.
Smart man.
Yeah. Okay.
He's the kindest man. So I always say it. And he's like, I sound so snarky. But when we moved to Denver for my husband to go to physical therapy school, we lived in a tiny one-bed, one-bath apartment, and so he would come home from school, and I'd come home from work, and I'm like, let's hang out, let's watch TV, and he's like, I gotta study, like, I'm in doctorate school, and so I just remember being so bored. I was like, I don't know what to do with myself, like, I just graduated college, I hadn't had a lot of free time before in my life, and he's like, why don't you find yourself a hobby? So
not a bad idea in that situation.
No, it's great. So I went and took some classes on photography. It's something I'd always liked and been interested in. But as a young adult, just never had time between college and working. So it kind of just started there, and then I found that I really loved it and kind of had a knack for it, and it accidentally turned into a pretty big business for me. So well, that is
absolutely, like I've said on the show before, that is a secret to success. Find out what you love to do and get paid for it. You don't have to get rich. Just get if you can make that your job, you never hesitate going to work.
No, it's so true.
That's pretty cool.
I love it.
So there's all different kinds of photography, like
boudoir.
Yeah, wedding photographers.
I knew a word.
You did. Those kind. So what is your passion? What's your joy for photography?
Yeah, so I am a specialized family photographer. So I do all things family. My real specialty is working with families with young kids. I tell people, bring your wiggly kids, show up. I will take care of everything. So that's kind of my specialty. I also offer kind of from bump to all the way through high school, like newborn photos, maternity photos, your family photos as you're growing through the years, and then senior photos as well. So a little bit of everything, but it's really focused on that family.
Oh, that would be so cool to have the same photographer all the times. Yeah, that would be so cool. Oh, I like
picture
that idea.
Of a bump?
Yeah, you know, your baby bump.
Your little baby bump.
What in the world? I don't That's want a picture of that.
Yes. Lord. Well, you don't. But
Logan would.
A lot of Logan absolutely would.
Logan
and
would.
They probably already had some, or we should have him get a session here or something. So tell us how, if somebody's hearing you, because that's the problem with the radio is like people can hear us, but they can't see us. You are so bubbly and joyful and just have the sweetest face.
It's funny you used to do that because I was going to say, now close your eyes and picture the sweetest little blonde, and you're seeing. She's an absolute
bubbly,
angel.
Infectious.
If she had a halo and wings, you'd think she was an angel.
Yeah.
Here.
So if that's what you want for your photographer, we got it for you.
Yeah, so it's my old goal here. See if I can ruin her.
Right? Yeah, I'm like, I don't know about the wings, but I'll try. Don't expect those. I always joke and tell people, I'm the photographer you wish your mom hired when you were growing up, because I think a lot of us have experiences, or at least one time where you were sat at like JCPenney's, you had to hold still, you were in those itchy clothes. The photographer is like this high school kid who's like squeaking a rubber duck with no expression. Like, it's just not fun for anybody. And so I think
it's
that photo
scary,
should be,
actually.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not smiling for your rubber duck. I think that photos can be fun, and they should be fun, because it's more than just like smile for the camera. It's also like capturing this moment in time with your family and their personalities. And sometimes that's your 2-year-old like sticking their fingers in their nose, or your 10-year-old with their little like tween age attitude, their tween stage.
Lily Britney's.
Well, like, as a parent of 4 kids, you know, now in the house, there's very few times you actually get a picture that captures them.
Yeah.
When you go to a photographer, it's like, sit there, you know, every one of them, you know, when Ryan was like 4, 5, 6, he just looked so uncomfortable. Yeah. You know, it's like sitting there, like his head's going to explode, you know.
Because he's the only one that listened to what he was told.
Yeah, that's true.
Everyone's ready.
Yeah. Sit there, smile, be ready. And then it's all like this deer in the headlights look, you know.
Yeah, but, and I'm like, I don't think that captures your children or you or your family. So I will get those smile and look at the camera photos for your Christmas card. But I'm also all about like the candid and in between moments when you're hugging and smiling and laughing, because that's your family. That's what you want to have photographed. So if people are interested in that, and they want a better experience for their family and their kids than what they had at JCPenney's, although I'm sure, bless their souls. you can find me on Instagram. My handle is just Sadie Jane Photos. The best place to get in contact with me and learn more about my business is on my website. It's sadiejanephotos.com.
Easy enough.
Yes.
SADIE, right?
Yep. SADIE. Jane, JANE, and then just photos.com. Mention that you heard this on the radio, and I'll give you $100 off your session, too.
Holy smokes.
Well, how nice is
that? How cool is that?
Yes. Now we need to get Logan one.
Yeah.
So, I don't want to see his bump. Navy bump, but
I won't photograph his bump.
Yeah. Your photos are so aesthetically pleasing. I mean, everybody's they go for this or that. And my daughter-in-law taught me a lot about looking at photos and what you like and what you don't like when looking for their wedding photographer. Yes. She had a distinct look.
Yeah.
And I think that yours is very natural and, I don't know, peaceful. And I don't know, you know, it's hard to crowd the little kids and look peaceful, but they do in your photos. So whatever your secret sauce is, it's working. So I would recommend people to go to your website and just check out this.
Oh, well, thank you.
If you want to see kids beat into submission, right?
Yeah, go to Sears or JCPenney's now.
Yeah, exactly.
Poor guys, they're going to get we're going to get a letter.
I know. Sorry. I mean, to each their own. That just was not my favorite.
No, that's funny because I had my three kids do a Sears session, and one time it's actually my favorite photo ever because the guy accidentally snapped a photo and he's like, "Oh, you don't want that one?" And I'm like, "No, that is the one I want."
You're like, "That's the one I want."
Yeah, it really was, and all my boys know that photo. It's what I'm talking about. So anyway, well, first of all, I want to say from us who have been around Douglas County for a while, welcome to what we feel is beautiful God's country.
Yep, so, welcome home.
Thank you.
And we're happy that your husband works in the parking lot at Mercy as a physical therapist.
Wave to him as you drive by.
He's stretching people out there in the parking lot.
And so. And she's not from these states we don't like. So, you know.
Came from Denver. Hey, Denver. Colorado. Good to go.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's pretty
and
area.
That's beautiful country,
a lot of
too,
cowboys.
Yeah.
And so what's hubby's name?
Hubby's name is Landon.
So Landon, thank you for the inspiration for get a hobby. Yeah.
Get a hobby.
Yeah. Might have panned out for him.
Yeah, what a blessing for us.
Yeah. It's like, get a hobby.
Yeah.
And Sadie turns it into a business. So anyway, like I said, a very infectious and very... So how generous of you to... offer that up to everybody, and I sure hope somebody's hearing you today on the radio and goes to the website and checks it out, because now it's, you know, our kids are growing up, back
and
to school time.
Yeah. Senior pictures right around the corner.
Senior pictures.
Ball photos, that's always a fun time. So,
and a lot of yours I saw were outdoors.
Yeah, so I specialize in outdoor natural light photography. That's where my magic happens.
Yeah, well, it,
maybe I should take my bump.
No.
Come
on, getting bigger and bigger after all those sausages.
We do need some photos for us for the office, so we should call ourselves the Premier Family and go get a family deal.
There you go.
We need some new photos. But anyway, so, well, thank you for coming on. And Sadie's was stressed because we were talking about our guest not being here. So that poor little thing ran through the door earlier to be here because she's like, boy, I hope that wasn't me. I thought
sure
I wasn't supposed to be here. Yeah.
So we're clear. It was not Sadie.
It was not Sadie. Well, she was very, very much on time. And so just want to point that out.
Yeah, she will show up on time for your photo shoot.
She will be there when you need her to. Well, Sadie, thank you so much.
You.
We wish you the best of luck with Sadie Jane Photography and for you and your family being here in Douglas County.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
And Google it, folks. If you didn't write it down, Google Sadie Jane.
Yeah, Google it. That's always my answer when I couldn't remember my own phone number.
Yep.
That was
literally
another one of my, it really happened.
It does. So.
All right, well, it's time for another break, so we'll be back with more of Your Cue in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right. Welcome back. I have no idea what Alan's just saying to me because I have my headphones on.
Whoops. I hope y'all didn't hear my extra commentary. But it's just like, seems like the show has gone by so fast and the commercial seems so long. It's like, we had stuff to talk about.
All kinds of stuff. So we had Kara Coughland on last week with the Fallen Outdoors, and their event's this Saturday, so I want to give a shout out about that.
Yeah, the picnic, correct?
Yeah, the roundup and the smallmouth bass event and the picnic with tons of prizes and all kinds of cool stuff. So that is out at River Forks Park from 12 to 5 on the 20th. So go out there and see what's happening with them and support them, the Fallen Outdoors, which is super cool. And also, we need to say our winner for
No, we're skipping it this week.
We're not. I made the mistake, because Ellen and I always joke around about, is it a guy or a girl that wins this?
Yeah.
I made the mistake of letting them know it's another lady who won today.
I'm all for the armed females in our community. But my gosh, guys, don't you go to the store? Aren't you entering...
I don't know if they are.
Oh, all right.
I don't know.
Who's the winner?
So Sue.
Nothing personal.
Nothing personal. Sue Waite is Sue the winner. Waite. So Sue will be giving you a call and letting you know you won the $25 gift certificate to Umpqua Survival.
All right. Congratulations, Sue. Congratulations, but guys, Sue. Get out there and stuff the box.
Yeah. So Helen is challenging all the males of Douglas County. Go out to Umpqua Survival and get in the box. He really wants to see... The guys start coming back because the ladies
have
been winning.
Are you sure you're not drawing it?
I call out there.
You're not filtering out all the guys.
I'm not filtering. How could I possibly do that?
Well, I don't know. You're kind of sneaky.
Ask Sean. Sean's been the one drawing them for me lately, so most of the time.
Maybe Sean just pulling out the ladies.
So. I don't know.
Well, you know.
But I was like, woo, another lady.
Yeah.
So, Sue, congratulations.
Congratulations.
So earlier we did talk a little bit of insurance and we did talk about how it's a little boring, but
yeah, time to wake up.
Wait for my life. So I am going to be at Evergreen this week doing a Medicare 101 class.
Where?
So if you want more insurance information, you just come on in and see me. So on Monday.
At the new one or the old one?
At the new one on Harvard. They have a beautiful concert room. Nope, not in Sutherland, but the one on Harvard.
Okay.
Evergreen on Harvard. They have a beautiful conference room upstairs. So at 3 p.m. on Monday, we're going to be doing a Medicare 101 talk, and Dr. Powell's going to join me for a little bit.
And that's the old state offices, correct?
Right.
So, okay.
Yep. And then on Thursday, we're going to do the same thing at 10 a.m. because, you know, some people like afternoon and some people like morning.
Yep.
But it's starting to get to be that time. October's a coming. So we just kind of want to get people some basic information to arm them to then be able to go out and make a decision. So I want to repeat, this is not a sales event. No sales are happening. This is strictly educational, something that Dr. Powell really wanted to do. He feels like people don't even know their own basics about their Medicare coverage.
And it's too important just to leave in the hands of someone else. You have to have a basic understanding, because I got to tell you, folks, I was clueless when it came to this. And it was really amazing to me. When you dig into it, the benefits. So I would highly encourage you to spend a morning or an afternoon next week to.
Yeah.
And you get to meet Shannon.
Especially if you're a veteran, because they are sometimes misled with their benefits and don't
From
feel
the
like
VA.
They have a knee. Mm-hmm. So we've learned that the hard way, pretty hard this last two years. So. If anybody that's a veteran wants to come and listen and find out more, I'm going to be there. You can ask me questions. I'll do my darndest to answer everything. And just really want to arm people with information. And then that way they, A, don't get taken advantage of, and B, can go make their own educated choice however they choose to do that. Doesn't have to be with me. So we're just arming you with information, no sales.
And you know, overhearing some of your conversation, it was shocking to me some of the misinformation are given to our veterans from people who are supposed to know.
Yeah. That's been a learning lesson for that group over there as well, because some people will say, we don't never tell people that. I'm like, open your ears, and you get a call back 2 days later. I just heard it. So it's surprising how things are just passed on and passed on and passed on, misinformation through the years.
So it's it's critical information, so educate yourself and empower yourself.
Yeah, and I'll be there. So
and
come, hey, ask me some questions.
Get an autograph.
Oh, gravy.
Hey, we did it to Carlos. Let's do it to Shannon. Everybody go over there and get an autograph from her.
Come get an autograph. Yeah, that's happening. Next week, we have a special episode with...
What, this one wasn't so special?
Well, yeah, because I was you, so I guess so much, so yeah. But I have some guys here next week from On Point Hunting, Bear Magazine, and the Hunt League talking about something super cool that just happened recently in Douglas County. And so listen to that. That's next week. And what else, Ellen? What else do we got? I feel like there was something else.
We got a break in 100-degree weather. That's darn good
Amen
news.
Amen and thank you, Jesus.
Yep.
My father-in-law's heat pump was out the whole time. It finally got fixed this morning.
No.
Not even kidding.
That poor guy.
Yep. So, but
and of course, he's pretty stubborn, so he wouldn't come to your house, I assume.
No, but managing to keep everything bottled up and opening it at the right hours and closing it at the right hours and his ceiling fans, he kept it to 78. So
that's pretty impressive.
That's pretty good. In a
that shows you what
heat.
You can do if you got a mind to it.
That shows you what good old-fashioned construction does.
Yep.
So, yep. But, yeah, so he made it through. So good. I'm super grateful for that. But anyway, so I'd love to see some people out there on Monday and Thursday.
Okay, and
that would be great.
Thank you for everybody who kept an eye on their elderly neighbors as we trudged through this heat stroke. So, you know, hats off to everyone there, because I haven't heard of anybody being, you know, untimely deaths like we hear of other places. So,
right.
You know, one more day of it, and then I think we're at the end of it. So,
and let's pray for everybody that's being affected by the wildfires.
Oh, yes, please.
In Maui and in here and the smoke. So anyway, everybody just keep an eye out, like Alan said, on your neighbors and your loved ones. Give them a call. Do a check-in. It's hot out there. It's smoky out there, and we just need to watch out for each other.
Yeah, so a lot of elderly people with breathing issues, it's even without fire, it's horrendous. So check on them. Make sure they're okay.
Yeah. Well, that's our cue.
That's a wrap.
To tell you know what to do, Douglas County. Until next time, be kind.
And God bless you all.
Bye for now.